there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Boom! What up, America? Doug Gottlieb Show. Fox Sports Radio. Coming to you from glorious Costa Mesa, California. And if you're like, where is that? It's next to Newport Beach. In between Newport and Huntington Beach, but kind of just, it's on the Mesa of the Costa. Anyway, we're live at LA Chargers training camp. It's Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. We got the whole crew here, and it's a good one. Elijah working our digital stuff, and of course, Dan Beyer, who is it's kind of the cheat sheet for I Want Your Flex, his podcast in regards to what you should and should not do with your fantasy drafts, which are upcoming. And of course, Jason Stewart alongside. We got a great show for you. I'm told Mike Williams, star wide receiver, new contract guy with the Chargers, going to join us. Asante Samuel Jr. is going to join us. Of course, second-year star cornerback for the Chargers. I don't know if we're getting Derwin James or Justin Herbert. We'll see. Tom Telesco, I know, will stop by. And I think Austin Eckler is going to try and stop by here as well. So we will have a bunch of Chargers. And they are that team who, I get it. You know, don't tell me you're pregnant, show me the baby. But this is a team which has a lot of the the makings of what could be not just a playoff team, but a team that could make a run in the playoffs. So this has a chance to be a special bunch. Brandon Staley, the second-year head coach, I just caught up with him. If he gets a chance, he's got a meeting for the next hour and a half. He's going to try and swing back where we are located. We are at the complex where they have training camp. Their actual complex where the Chargers train on a daily basis is like, I don't know, 5 minutes from here. So the Chargers brass, their coaching staff during our show, they go back there, they meet, they break down, they have their meetings, and then later on in the show, they'll kind of sprinkle back in. So that's how it. Next week, is it Monday or Tuesday we're at the Rams camp?
Tuesday.
Tuesday we're at Rams camp, which is, I think it's like 5 or 6 miles, and I'm pointing to my right, which would be south, right? Which would be south, southeast. Right, if you're actually looking at it, everybody says south in California, but if you look at the state, it kind of curves straight up towards the east, so it's south to southeast.
Yeah, I thought it was, I know it's east that way because I was messed up on my directions earlier, but east. And this is really good for radio because everybody can see where we're pointing.
Yeah, where we're pointing. Well, you know those play-by-play guys, they go, you know, left to right on your dial. Yes. Does it matter if it's left to right?
It does because then you picture it in your head on how it's being displayed. Same thing, by the way, quickly with the uniform description. Always have Chargers in their powder blue jerseys, white pants, white shells, and Raiders in their white jerseys, silver pants, and silver helmets.
I want to get to the Deshaun Watson appeal in a second, but since you are our resident uniform expert and I'm just a uniform opinion giver, right? If you were going to break down the Chargers uniform rankings, right? Your Chargers uniform rankings.
Yes.
How would you go? And remember, so the color schemes are you have the all white. You have the powder blue with the white pants, the powder blue with the yellow breeches, right? Mm-hmm. You go yellow breeches, right? You have the navy, which has been tweaked. I'm trying to think if there's another.
They have a royal blue, kind of like a Fouts era, you know, one as well. That's the thing is this normal set is so good. I was actually thinking about this in the shower today, about how good these uniforms look. Like there really isn't a need to have alternate uniforms, yet they do.
Jason, I want to point out that the things that we think about in the shower are different than the things.
No, I want to hear more about what Dan does in the shower.
He thinks about uniforms and how good those uniforms are.
This is what I was thinking. Oh, we can get to it later.
No, go ahead.
The point of sometimes uniforms is to obviously sell them.
Yes.
And one of the problems is you try to mend old with new. And what happens is then nobody likes them because they're like, oh, I like the old part about it or I like the new part about it. And usually when you meet them, you don't do it. And I think that's a little bit what the Chargers do with their alternates because they try to like the what I call the Junior Seau Leslie O'Neal era with the Navy. Yeah. Then you have the Fouts with more of the royal blue. But this powder blue is so good so that good. They don't need to even adjust. Like they could maybe wear a throwback powder blue Lance Allworth sort of jersey if they wanted to. But other than that, they don't need to. Other teams need to do that because their uniforms aren't as good as what the Chargers
have. As the resident Charger fan, I will tell you that the powder blue with the yellow pants, I believe, are the best. I think the all whites are the second best. The all whites are so clean with just a hint of powder blue and just a hint of the yellow in the lightning bolt, right? That's my 1-2. Okay, then the powder blue with the white would be 3. Then I actually I didn't like the navy back when it was Junior Seau, but this version of what they do would be 4, and then the Fouts would be 5 if I was going 1 through 5.
Yeah, you can't argue much with that. I agree. Number one is the yellow pants and the blue jerseys, though.
Check out the latest lines of the world of sports. Bet Rivers Sportsbook, the trusted name in online sports betting. Got to be 21, present in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, or Pennsylvania. Play a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Just a note for you, if you're listening to me, you're like, man, what's going on with the pipes? Took yesterday off. Literally did not say a word to another human being for 30 hours. I put it on my phone. I'm not going to speak. So yesterday I went and I landed from Austin. I was hanging out with the University of Texas and Chris Beard and just being around kind of his, he calls
name
his organization.
Dropper.
No, I was just
name dropper.
Okay. So I'm hanging out with Chris Beard and I get back and I decide I need a haircut, right? You can't walk in, I don't think, to talk to these pro athletes when you got a hairy neck. You know, you got to get cleaned up. So I go, and normally I go to one barber shop. I went to a different one, and it was great fade place, whatever. But because I hadn't spoken, I kind of tried to whisper to this guy what I wanted. And I said, sorry, my voice is not great. Okay, can I get a fade? I just want a fade. You know, like, I want it tapered at the bottom. And he thought I said skin fade. And so I'm kind of high and tight. I'm going to go from here down to Pendleton and enroll afterwards. That's the reason for the really tight fade.
You know, I think he probably gave you a shorter haircut because he thought you didn't want to talk to him. You know, like you did, like that. I lost my voice. And what do? You always have awkward conversations for the 15 minutes.
Yeah.
He's probably thinking,
I wasn't on my phone. I actually did a good job.
You know, doesn't want to talk to me. All right. Okay. All right. Let's say you like this haircut.
He actually did a very good job.
It actually does look good.
It's just a tighter fade than Gottlieb's.
Summertime.
It's a really good summertime out here in the heat of Costa Mesa. Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. All right, we're waiting for, at some point in time, we believe we'll have an appeal from the NFLPA. And as much as it's very easy to be critical of the NFLPA, how can you support Deshaun Watson when all these accusations, and oh yeah, by the way, the former federal judge came out and she said that he did, in fact, And it's a really important distinction, because in my time of not speaking, I did a lot more reading, and I actually read what she wrote yet again. It's important to point out that the violating somebody with sexual assault in terms of the National Football League does not actually mean that he committed, by her estimation, sexual assault. There are other kind of three possible factors, and the third of which is basically endangering the brand of the National Football League, right? Putting the National Football League in a bad place, which can be part of what, and which I think it's inarguable that even if he did not commit criminal or civil violations of sexual assault, the sheer volume of women in which he was dealing with in this manner put the NFL in a bad light, and that violates the CBA and the behavior clause in the National Football League. That said, you sit there and go like, oh, how can the NFLPA support him? This is what unions do, right? Like a union's job is to support everybody, okay? Everybody, you know, outside, again, of somebody who commits criminal acts against others. And to this point, there have been no criminal charges. There have been two. So I want to be the show that's like fair. Right, let's just be fair. Do I like what Deshaun Watson is accused of? Of course not. Right? And you know, some of the and by the way, we'll also point out that settling these cases is not in any way admission of guilt, but it's also not an admission that he didn't do anything. But it does go for a standoff yesterday, and I'm sure that Dan covered this yesterday, which is Roger Goodell decided to pass it along instead of hearing the case himself. That being said, there is a sense that there will be a much more lengthy suspension, but we'll see. We'll see what the NFLPA comes up with in terms of an appeal, and we'll see how this plays out and how it affects football, because that really is kind of what we're here to discuss. I don't know how, you know, what Deshaun Watson's career looks like. Obviously, there's interest in if he can get a temporary order putting it aside. Does it then roll into next year? And of course, next year he's making over $40 million. Now every game he misses, it costs him millions upon millions of dollars. So there's a very interesting standoff coming in Cleveland and in courtrooms in the Northeast. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount, anytime. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. What are we supposed to make of this Matthew Stafford elbow situation? The defending Super Bowl champions and their strong arm quarterback, he got an issue with his throwing arm. We'll get into that upcoming next. But first, guys, one of the reasons I'm so cheery, and I woke up at like 8:30 to a text from Jason Stewart, where are you? And I'm like, bro, I'm in my sleep number bed. I hadn't been in this bed in you know, like 2 days in a month. My sleep number setting is 45. It's heaven. Heaven. And the great part about the 360 smart bed technology is it actually tracks your sleep, and that's my sleep IQ score is 80. That's right about my IQ score, to be totally honest with you. But it tracks that On average, Sleep IQ data shows that their users for these 360 smart beds get 30 minutes more restful sleep per night. Think about that for a second, right? Like, if you're a six-hour guy, to get six and a half, seven to seven and a half, how much better you feel? Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because every day starts the night before. You can save $500 on a Sleep Number 360 C4 smart bed. Queen, now only $1,299. That's Sleep Number's lowest price ever. It's only Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/Doug.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You're listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. Check out the latest lines from the world of sports at Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Bet Rivers is the trusted name in online sports betting. Must be 21, must be present in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, and Pennsylvania to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Doug Gottlieb Show, live from Chargers Camp, Fox Sports Radio. Tom Telesco will join us in a moment. That's the general manager of the L.A. Chargers. We'll talk about how they re-signed Derwin James, long-term extension, and Mike Williams, who I think is going to join us a little bit later, and how those contract negotiations did not become the public affairs that we've seen from so many other teams. Like, what's the secret of that, other than here's a bunch of money, right? That's part of it. I saw this story, and we're going to be at Rams camp coming up next Tuesday. Sean McVay said Matthew Stafford's right elbow pain is, quote, a little bit abnormal for a quarterback. Stafford, this is from a story, dealt with elbow injury last season, received an injection in his right elbow during the offseason. He did not throw during the Rams spring workouts, saying he and the team were trying to be smart about his throwing arm. McVay said that they tried some things in the offseason, a modified approach and a progressive build. I think that Stafford, obviously, it's almost like, you know, and we see this with older quarterbacks where these guys are quarterbacks, like all they want to do is throw, and it's hard to manage it. I don't know if you remember, Dan Beyer, a couple years ago, we used to ask Telesco about Philip Rivers and limiting his throws. And he's like, you really just can't, because quarterbacks, all they want to do is throw a football. And on off days, they get around and they throw a football. Like, that's kind of what they do. So you try and keep them under wraps as much as you can. This is something to keep an eye on, because that Stafford's superpower, they all have superpower, right? His superpower is his arm strength. He throws things, different arm angles, and obviously puts a lot of torque on that elbow. It's just one to keep an eye on, in terms of sometimes you try and deliver a fastball and maybe a changeup comes up. We'll see how it affects the Rams. We'll talk to them next week when we're there. It is a little weird. The last quarterback you can think of with an elbow issue was Ben Roethlisberger. Of course, he basically had Tommy John surgery and he wasn't really the same, but he was much longer in the tooth, much further along, and it was a much bigger problem than what we're having from Stafford.
You can't blame him. Stafford's not used to playing football that late in the season.
But he's also right. It's not talking trash if it's right. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash at any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. He's the GM of the LA Chargers. He's kind enough to spend some time with us. Tom Telesco, our guest here on the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. You know, it's really interesting that so many teams in the league, the contract disputes, they become public and they drag out and they get to camp. And I know Mike Williams had to be done earlier.
Right.
Derwin's was done, you know, I think shortly before camp, or announced shortly before camp. I know when it was actually agreed to, whatever. But one of the things that I guess it not only impressed me, but interests me, is how have you been able to get these things done and it not get at least openly tenuous?
It's usually respect on both sides. You know, it's a business, and you have to treat it like that. And even though it's football and there's emotions involved, it's a business, and there's always both sides of it. And, you know, this is someone, you know, these players, I mean, they play for us, a part of, you know, the family. I know it's a business, but they're part of that family, but there's business you have to take care of. So you try and do that in the best way possible. And we should, normally we'd like to have these contracts done before training camp. A couple years ago with Joey and Keenan Allen, due to the pandemic, we had to do them later than we usually would do. Usually we do it in the spring. But with an extension, sometimes it bleeds into training camp. It's just way it goes, and we'll just deal with it and just try and figure out the best way we can. But this is the good thing, if there is a good thing. You know, with Joey Bosa and Khalil Mack, and really with Nas Adderley and Asante Samuel, J.C. Jackson, those guys are really taking ownership of this defense right now. It's great seeing these guys come together and play.
Well, you mentioned Khalil. And obviously, like, look, if you were going to be honest and say, what was the hole last year? You know, you had the pandemic game against Houston where you don't have any players, right? I mean, there's other things that go bump in the night. But the ability to stop the run consistently was the issue. Is Khalil alone? Is that what fixes it? Like, how does it work for you in terms of, okay, it's pieces on a chessboard. You got to work with Coach Staley and figure out how does that happen?
It was one of the issues, but it was a bit of an issue. But again, it takes a little bit of time. You know, we transition from Gus Bradley's defense, which is an excellent scheme, but requires different style of players than the Brandon Staley, Ronaldo Hill defense, which is a great scheme, but requires different style of players. So it's going to take you a little bit of time to get those players in place. So I think inside we've got some people that are more fit to play this style of defense. That's going to help against the run. Obviously, Khalil helps on the edge because Khalil's really, he's a two-way player and he plays the run extremely well. And then even from the secondary, as far as your run fits, that's a big part of this, especially the way we play. Whoever that eighth guy is going to be, it changes who it is. So that's kind of how you get better there. But in this league, you got to rush the passer and you got to cover behind you. Yes, you do have to stop the run, certainly in the red zone, certainly in goal-to-go situations. But really, you got to rush the passer and cover people, and that's what we try to get better at this offseason.
And then you got to protect the passer. Obviously, Slater was amazing last year, considering how young he is. What about the offensive line and how that's coming together?
Yeah, been really, really happy. Last year with Rashawn, it was just kind of uncommon that, he comes into camp first couple of days and he didn't even play his last year in college, obviously. And like, wow, like he can go, he can play. And he's going against Joey every day. And that's not normal. I try to prepare everybody for that when Zion Johnson walks in the door. Zion comes in the first couple of days and done a hell of a job. He really has. I mean, he's smart, he's diligent, he's strong. And he's kind of, fit right in with the guys. There's going to be a transition. I know that, but, it's so important for us not only to protect the quarterback, which is pretty easy to see, but we have to be able to run the ball better when teams know you're going to run it, which is in the fourth quarter when you have a lead, which is down in goal-to-goal situations. We got to run it better. So that group's really going to help.
Justin is going to be up for an extension at the end of next year. If it was you, would you do it? Could you do it now? Because the numbers, I mean, he's going to be worth it. I mean, I just, like, how do you even sit here and wait and just watching these numbers go up and up and up and think, what is this going to be like in the offseason?
Yeah, it doesn't bother me. It really doesn't. It's just, you'll build a team a different way, but there's a lot of different ways to build the team. Would I do it now? No, because we got Derwin enough to get finished right now. And then, like, I like the focus to be on the field once we get the training camp. But when we can do Justin, we'll do it. And, the numbers will be big. He's shown that he can lead this football team for a really long time, and then we'll just kind of change how we build the team just like everybody else does in the same situation.
What were the emotions like of that Raiders game?
Oh, my God. You had to bring it up. It was tough. I've actually gone back. I didn't go back and watch it till way after the season was over. But it was a difficult – this was the most difficult part of that game. About 3 weeks before, we were on track, to possibly win the division. We're playing Kansas City on Thursday night and lose that game. And then we just kind of faded down the stretch. We just couldn't hold it that month of December. And then that showed up in that last Raiders game. We just couldn't hold it at the end. So it was hard because I really felt like we had a team good enough to be in the playoffs, but we didn't play well enough in December when you got to play your best football to get there.
You trust Brandon Staley, obviously, and you and I have discussed on air, off air, going for it on fourth down. But has there ever been a point you're like, I don't know. Like on the 19-yard, there's ever like, I don't know.
I'll tell you what, I trust our head coach. We talked about this through the interview process of how he's going to play and what our identity is going to be, and it's been right spot on, which I love. I trust him. And I also know that everyone is not going to work 100% of the time. And there's going to be some situations where, yeah, it may feel a little uncomfortable. But there were a lot of them that may have felt uncomfortable, and we converted and moved. So I just trust his judgment. It's not just all off the cuff. I mean, a lot of it is researched beforehand, so he's taking that all into account. And anybody else takes into account the context of the game. But I trust him. So it doesn't bother me a whole lot.
You've built teams to compete against Khalil. And you've talked a lot about free agency. Hey, look, it can be hit or miss now. It's not even a 50-50 shot. It's more a 33% shot in terms of guys that actually live up to whatever you pay them as a free agent. And Khalil's different now than he was back when he was with the Raiders, when he was arguably the best defensive player in the league. How has he so far meshed with what your vision of him will be?
So far, exactly what we had hoped. And it was, part of it is not just being, the type of player and see where he is in his career, but how is he going to, kind of mesh in with everybody else that's here? He's coming in from the outside. And just seeing him and Joey working off on the side by themselves during a special teams period that they're not involved in, they're off on the side working together and working on different moves and talking football. And that's kind of that natural being a teammate process you work through. And he fits in with those guys. Now, we knew going in, Brandon had coached him, so we had intimate knowledge of him. That's a big thing for me. If you're going to trade for a player, especially that type of contract, or you're going to sign a big free agent and pay him a lot of money, trying to mitigate your risk as much as you can. And the fact that we had a coach that had been with him, had coached him, knew him, could really say, hey, look, this guy fits what we do. We'll fit with our team. That's a big help.
So oftentimes, I think as fans, we look at those tangible assets. But all of these players you're talking about, Joey, Khalil, Derwin James is brilliant in how he plays and understands football. Obviously, Herbert, but, you know, Keenan is, I mean, like, that's like a, like that, that's like a computer over there in terms of route running and reading. In your evaluation, how much does intelligence come into play and in terms of what a guy ultimately can be on an NFL football field?
Football intelligence and processing is such a big part of being a player in every sport, certainly basketball as well, I know. And football is just more than physical ability. You have to be able to process in real time and process quickly and do it fast. So, it's also very hard to scout, obviously.
That's interesting. But, like, look, we always think of that, like, again, fans or broadcasters, we always think of quarterback and processing. Okay, but Rashawn's got to process at left tackle, right? Keenan's got to process in terms of what he's seeing and what Justin's seeing as well. And so how do you scout that? Like, is it just conversations with...
A lot of times it's conversations with people who have had that player before and had him on an everyday basis. So say it's a college prospect talking to his college coaches. There's only so much scouting we can do. We're not there every single day. But certainly on the offensive side of the ball, probably not so much as a pass rusher. I mean, there's always processing and making decisions. But to say Keenan Allen, for example, you leave the huddle with one play. You get to the line of scrimmage and they're in a certain coverage. Then they rotate to a different coverage. And then maybe Justin changes the play and you're completely processing that whole time. And then the ball snapped, they may change their coverage again or something may happen. So, the fact that if people think football players are just big brutes and not very smart, it's impossible to play this game without having intelligence.
This division is intense. I mean, it's always been competitive, but now you have everybody's got quarterback, everybody's got a dude or two to throw to, and it appears on paper like the best and most competitive division in the National Football League. Does that affect in any way your preparation for the season?
I don't think so. It actually should really help the focus. I mean, we opened with the Raiders right off the bat. So, we know it's a good division. We know there's big-time quarterbacks in the division. And you're going to be ready to play every single week. I think it's going to be fun. I really do. I mean, all of our division games will feel like playoff games. And some of them last year did, like the Kansas City game. December felt like a playoff game. The Raiders game, certainly, I mean, it really was a playoff game. And that last game of the year felt like a playoff game. It's going to be a great atmosphere. It's going to prepare teams, including us, for the playoffs.
And last year was the first year that you had games where you had a home field advantage, right? I mean, it started, obviously would have helped if the Rams didn't win the Super Bowl, but it does, it feels like the tide is changing at SoFi, at least to the outsider, to the insider, the guy who you walk on that field, of course, you're up in the box. Does it feel like that's changing in terms of the percentage of Charger fans?
Yeah, I was really pleased last year. By the way, there's plenty of people in the Los Angeles area for two teams, so that I'm not worried about. But yes, I didn't know quite what to expect last year walking into the first year with fans in our stadium. I was really pleased. I get there really early. I'm pulling up and I see Charger fans walking down Century Boulevard wearing Herbert jerseys. Just great to see. So we knew it was going to take time here in this market. We still was going to need some time. But, when you have a quarterback like we do and a head coach like we do, I think it starts to accelerate a little bit. We saw that last year. We'll see it more this year.
Anytime I talk about the Chargers, you will inevitably get the, yeah, I know, they got lots of players, but they're the Chargers. To people who question the validity of expectations of deep into the playoffs, what do you say?
Seems like great sports radio talk. It does. Every year is completely different. Every year is unique to itself. So whatever happened last year, 2 years ago, 5 years ago, really has no bearing on this team. So.
I agree. Okay, how about this? Level of confidence at this point in time in your ability to achieve the potential of this team?
I think the potential is there, but I'm not so much focused on the end. I'm really focused on right now getting these guys ready to go. But we know this, when we need a drive on offense, when we need a third down, we need a fourth down, our quarterback really can come through. And we saw that his rookie year. We saw that last year. Like, there's been some tough situations and some touch. We got to have a drive, and he produces for us. You got to get a defense that can do that same thing, get the ball back a little bit more, a couple more stops. We'll be okay.
How did everybody at least publicly miss on that element of Justin Herbert? Because, and I know you heard it when you drafted him, which was the, it was dink and dunk at Oregon, and Don't know if he steps into the big throw. Don't know if he really throw. And, like, it's completely opposite. This dude makes every throw. The bigger the moment, the better he seems to play, right? He bounces back from a mistake. Yeah. How did he miss? Like, and it's not like it's a position that's not evaluated and over-evaluated. It's not like it was a year in which quarterbacks weren't evaluated and over-evaluated, and you had an extra year to evaluate. How did so many people miss on those elements of Justin?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to tell since he went six, so I don't know, you know, who behind us may have taken him, but scouting is an inexact science. There's no perfect players. We look at the players, we have to decide where the strengths, where the weaknesses, what strengths can we improve on, which ones maybe you can't. Justin and Oregon, like, they won a lot of games there, and they moved the ball and they scored points. They did it in a way that worked for them. That's fine, you know. But we had to kind of really look and see, hey, look, transition to the NFL, and you have to do this for every position. How do we think that, you know, translates to this level? When you put his physical ability along with his intangibles, hey, look, you know, I think we can make this work, but you never know until you take them.
But there's still, it's a little bit it's the Steph Curry thing, right? Like, the Warriors actually offered up Steph Curry or Monte Ellis to the Bucks after a couple of years. So we could sit here and go, like, the Warriors knew, but even they didn't know. There had to be an element of it, like, when he's making those plays and those throws, even in his rookie year's first start, right?
No doubt.
Where you're like, everybody's like, you knew. You're like, I didn't really know, but, huh?
No, I mean, Justin Hurt, even last year with Rashawn Slater, I mean, you don't draft a lineman in the first round thinking he's going to be in the Pro Bowl his first year. It's not what you're thinking. You're just hoping he can kind of come along, develop. Hopefully he'll start for you, you know, first round pick. But just keep coming along, develop. It's a tough position. No, you don't really think that. With Justin, he jumped in there, and it's just been, you know, storybook from there. I shouldn't say storybook because he's put a lot of work into it, but who would have thought he'd come in that early, that quickly, and play that well? Obviously, we didn't because we didn't start him that first game. So, it's a pretty amazing story.
Pretty amazing stuff. Well, look, I can't wait to see them on the field at SoFi. We really appreciate you joining us here on Fox Sports Radio.
Anytime. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you, Tom. Tom Telesco joining us, general manager of the L.A. Chargers. Check out the latest lines in World of Sports at BetRivers Sportsbook. BetRivers is the trusted name in online sports betting. Got to be 21. Present in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, and Pennsylvania to play. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. How many AFC West teams will make the playoffs? I'm going to tell you. Next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to
the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. Check out the latest lines from the world of sports at Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Bet Rivers is the trusted name in online sports betting. Must be 21. Must be present in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, and Pennsylvania to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Do 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 do. Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Oh yeah. Pipes are coming back, buyer. Pipes are coming back. They were all getting on me. They're like, dude, you have no voice, and you're singing Mellencamp before the show. Okay, but it's the build-up.
Yeah, no, it's definitely getting stronger.
It's getting stronger.
You can hear it. John, can you hear it
yep,
as well?
Yep. Yep. I mean, by tomorrow, I'll be performing with the other tenors. That's how good I feel about it. We can talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we can talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. I got actually a great concert story, a question for you guys that you'll love. We'll get to because this still is live concert season. I'm going to go see Charlie Puth tonight. He's at the iHeart Theater. You guys ever been there? It's like a 1,000-seat
yes.
little deal.
What's the genre of music, Charlie Puth? Is it pop?
Pop.
Okay.
But he has perfect pitch.
Yeah.
He has perfect pitch.
He's got a soul, you know.
He got a soul,
angle.
Soul, pop,
yes.
soul.
Yes.
Pop, soul.
You're giving out tickets for work.
Well, that's yeah. where I got the. I'm a free ticket sort of guy. Like, oh, yeah, that's how it works for low budget guys.
That's why, John, you didn't win because Doug won. So that's why you were X'd out.
Sorry, John. Let's get to a game.
Game time!
This is game time.
It's game time.
On the Doug Gottlieb Show.
Dan Beyer, what's the game?
Doug, the game today is.
Psychic?
Pretty good
psychic.
At it.
Here we go. We're going to start with the obvious.
Okay.
Psychic, will the Chargers make the playoffs in 2022?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I understand that when we do this thing, we're like, man, division is really tough. It is very tough. Remember, more teams in the playoffs than we used to have. Also more games. And you can't predict for injuries. But I have a lot more questions about the Broncos, about the Chiefs, about the Raiders than others do. I do believe Broncos obviously upgraded quarterback. but they've also changed coaching staffs. First years are hard. Raiders changed coaching staffs, changed mm-hmm. front offices, added Devontae Adams, have added some other pieces, but they had a lot of departures and a lot of things went right for them. Granted, those were during some dire times last year, and that shows the makeup of some of those players. And then I don't know about the Chiefs. I think Pat Mahomes is great, but are they the same team without Tyreek Hill? We'd like to think they are, but that guy was so dangerous. Everybody played two high safeties and played them extra because you just didn't want to get embarrassed. So I look at the Chargers and the holes that they had, right tackle, they feel like they've helped. Stopping the run, they feel like they've helped. And it's year two. You have so much more consistency, whereas the Raiders and Broncos, new coaches, new quarterback at one, yes, I think that I don't think I know they make the playoffs.
All right. Well, there's one AFC West team in the playoffs. Psychic, how many three AFC West teams will make the playoffs?
Three AFC West teams will make the
division
playoffs.
Winner and two wild cards.
Yep.
All right. All right, Psychic. How many Chargers will have all pro caliber seasons?
Ooh. Ooh. Mm.
Not talking Pro Bowl,
pro,
not like, hey,
all pro.
Guess what? You know, we're in the Super Bowl, so I'm not going to play. I made the Pro Bowl. It's all pro, top of the top.
Three.
Okay, so I'm gonna guess Herbert, Bosa, Slater.
I did not say Slater.
Oh, that was my curveball. Who do you have?
Derwin James.
Oh, okay. All right. That's good.
But, I mean, Slater's outstanding, right?
Sure.
Pro Bowler is his rookie year at starting at left tackle in a very difficult division. I'll go Derwin James.
All right. One more Charger-related that will branch out a little bit more in the National Football League. Psychic, will Austin Eckler finish top five in yards from scrimmage in 22? He was sixth last year, only playing in 16 games. Maybe if he played in that one more, he would have topped Justin Jefferson, who he fell short by about 70 yards. But will Austin Eckler be a top 5 yards from scrimmage guy in 2022?
I'm going to go with no. And I don't think it's because, again, he's somehow inferior. I just think they got a lot to spread around.
Yeah.
They got a lot to spread around.
Isaiah Spiller, another name that's been popping up quite a bit.
And I think they're going to want to run the football and control the tempo a little bit more than they have previously. I don't think they want to simply depend on Justin Herbert. Now, the one calculation that does help the Chargers is they go for it on fourth down more than anybody, so they do have more plays than most other teams. It is like a calculation that you kind of got to make in your mind in terms for your fantasy team with Eckler because there's more opportunities with more plays.
Branching out a little bit, we had the Hall of Fame game last night. Psychic, what Raiders' tenure will be more successful, John Gruden's or Josh McDaniels?
Josh McDaniels. I thought, look, Gruden, they were very close to turning the corner, but they had so many hiccups in terms of draft picks. Guys that, you know, two or three of them, obviously, that come to mind that didn't hit. They did completely turn that culture for the most part, and I do think that Gruden and Mayock deserve credit for the playoff team they became last year. But I think McDaniel's going to benefit from that and then take it a step further.
All right, Psychic. Will Trevor Lawrence throw more touchdowns than interceptions this season? Something he didn't do last year. 12 touchdowns, 17 interceptions for the Jaguars. Then rookie, now in his second year. Will Trevor Lawrence throw more TDs than INTs?
Yes, yes. It won't be 2-1. It'll be more than 1.5-1. I think they're better coached. I think also, again, that was a roster turnover sort of year. He'll have a good solid year. You know, one of the things about the AFC West, you know, picking three teams to make the playoffs, you're like, we think of the AFC, but look at that AFC South. Like, who scares you in that division? Like,
correct.
The Colts, maybe, but like, is Matt Ryan going to find Fountain of Youth? Like, I don't know. There's a lot of questions there.
So.
Okay. Tennessee, obviously Derrick Henry, a good defense, but no A.J. Brown. That's a different football team without A.J. Brown, right? And then Jacksonville should be better. Houston should be better, but neither of them are at the level of any of these teams in the AFC West. And I think the AFC North's a little bit overrated. AFC East, I think, obviously, is very, very good. We'll see with the Dolphins. Patriots, are, you know, they feel like they're solid. Anyway, I'm circling around to the Trevor Lawrence discussion.
Yeah, and I just wanted to bring up Trevor Lawrence. And Doug, Rich Ornberger and I, not only in for you yesterday, but we were in for you about a week ago. And Rich posed the question of underrated storylines in training camps. And I find it amazing, especially in the National Football League, and how much right now Trevor Lawrence doesn't matter in the league. It's only 1 year in, but you talk about the number one overall picks that we scrutinize, whether it be Kyler Murray, Baker Mayfield, whatever the case is. I know it's the Jacksonville market is difficult, but it is amazing to me that there just seems to be no buzz or anything about it.
I'll help you out with it. Okay?
All right.
think about it. Think about Andrew. He was the most well-regarded quarterback prospect since Andrew Luck, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there are still people to this day like, oh, Andrew Luck, what did he actually do? Like, dude, he took a one-win team. I think they won 11 his first year, you know? And so and some people thought he was still overrated. I agree with you. Trevor Lawrence was – he was going to be the number one pick either the last 2 years had he come out, even as a sophomore if he could have come out, and yet nothing. I think some of it's Jacksonville. Some of it was the disaster that was Urban Meyer. And some of it was he just didn't play that well last year.
Final one, psychic. Will Matthew Stafford's elbow, the one you talked about a little bit earlier, be an issue this entire 2022 season for the Rams?
I'm going to say no. They're just going to manage it. I think there will be a couple of throws where you're like, what was that? You know, a guy who just has incredible zip and snap on his fastball, if you will. But no, I don't think it's a major issue.
That's game, huh?
Game time.
This is game time on the Doug Gottlieb Show.
So, I did go to a concert last night, Joe Party, at the YouTube Theater. YouTube Theater is a concert venue inside SoFi. It's really cool. It's brand new. So they have the stadium, and then they have a 5,000 seat auditorium. It's really cool. But they have I'll get to it. They have a rule in terms of women's purses that doesn't make any sense. Plus, we'll talk about the Chargers next in the Doug Gottlieb Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.